time we left off in the middle of Simen Hey of Eretz HaTzvi. We're going to continue with that. If you recall, we were discussing the idea that Rav Soloveitchik suggested that if a person forgets, let's say, Yalav Yavam in Shmon Esrei, he's still Yotzei Shmon Esrei. He's just not Yotzei the separate obligation of Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ora. Rav Soloveitchik contrasted that with, for example, a person who says Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh on Rosh Hashanah. It's not that he forgot that he's Yotzei the Tefillah, he just was not Yotzei Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ora. He's not Yotzei anything because he messed up the Nusach of the Tefillah itself. When the actual text of the Tefillah is messed up, then for sure you're not Yotzei anything. So picking up on that point, when we talk about a Shliach Sibur who skips Yalav Yavo at Shachris, right? So the Mechaber in Simon Kuf Chavav, Siv Gimel, quotes from Gemara that if a Shliach Tzibur forgets Yalav Yavo at Shachris, the Chazan, he should not repeat Shmona Esrei. Why? It's going to be a big Tircha to Tzibur. Everyone, the whole Tzibur is going to have to wait for him to repeat the Shmona Esrei. So what should he do? Don't worry about it. He's going to daven Musaf. So he'll be Yotzei Haskaras Meina Ma'ora when he says Musaf, because Musaf is also going to mention Rosh Chodesh. And the Ramah over there says, you know, some say the same thing about Shabbos and Yantiv, that not only Rosh Chodesh, but Shliach Tzibur for Shachris and Shabbos, or Shliach Tzibur for Shachris and Yantiv, that doesn't mention in the Shmon Esrei that it's Shabbos and Yantiv. What does that mean? Doesn't mention in the Shmon Esrei that Shabbos and Yantiv. What does he say then? The whole Shmon Esrei is three brachas, the middle bracha about Shabbos and Yantiv, and the last three brachas. What? He skipped the whole middle section of Shmon Esrei? What are we talking about? If he doesn't mention it's Shabbos and Yantiv, how does that happen? Shliach Tzibur for Shachris and Shabbos doesn't mention Shabbos. How does that possibly happen? He said a weekday Shmon Esrei. Exactly. He said a weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos Yantif. So the Rama says, same thing. If he accidentally said a weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos Yantif Shachris, don't worry about it. You'll still say Musaf. So you'll be Yotzei Haskaras Mein Hamorah Musaf. And right now, it's fine. You're Yotzei. Just move on. Mishabruv there quotes from the Levush that there are some that disagree with the Rama and would say that no, this is only a din in forgetting Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. This does not work if you said a weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? What's the difference? So Rav Shachter quotes from Rav Lichtenstein, and Rav Lichtenstein had the Ha'ara that according to the Rav, you understand very well what the difference is. If you forgot Yalav Yavo in Shachris on Rosh Chodesh, were you Yotzei davening? Yes. Were Yotzei Haskaras Meina Ma'ora? No, because you forgot Yalav Yavo. No problem, that you can make up at Musaf. But if you said a weekday Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, or a weekday Shmona Esrei on Yom Tov, you didn't just forget Haskaras Meina Ma'ora. What did you do? What did you do? You messed up the entire Nusach HaTefillah. You messed up the whole Tefillah. That you can't just rely, I'll do it at Musaf. You messed up the whole Tefillah. That's not going to work. And therefore, we understand very well why there would be those that argue with the Rama. I would just point out, and Rav Shachter doesn't have this, I would just point out that that's not so pashut. Rav Lichtenstein's Ha'ar is not so pashut. Because there is a Tosos in Maseches Brachos in Daf Chaf Aleph, where Tosos says, and it's really a Gemara, that the tefillah of Shmona Esrei, of a weekday, is really shayich on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That really, Shabbos and Yom Tov, we should have had a regular weekday Shmon Esrei with all the 19 brachos. Why don't we do it? Tircha de Tziburin. So it's not like it's the wrong nusach when you say a weekday Shmon Esrei and Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's lacking Haskaras Meina Ma'ora, but it's not the wrong nusach, it's just we don't do it because of Tircha de Tzibura. So one could argue that the Rama makes plenty of sense, that if you forget, if you daven a weekday Shmon Esrei, Shabbos and Yom Tov, at Shachris, what are we going to tell you to do? That you have to repeat the whole Shmona Esrei? Why? Because you don't want to be Matriach the Tzibur? Now you're being Matriach the Tzibur even more. The whole thing was based on Tircha the Tzibur. So Ha'ara, I'm not going to know why Rav Shachter doesn't make that Ha'ara. I have to ask him. Now, moving on, and this is one of the big Yisodos of Rav Soloveitchik, of a whole Yartzeit Shir, based on the following. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Tes says that if a person forgets Ritzei or Yalav Yavo in benching on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you repeat benching. Why? Because you're obligated to eat a meal on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What if you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh? Nu Matzah Lachi, you forget Yalav Yavo and benching on Rosh Chodesh? You don't repeat. Why not? There's no Chiv Suda on Rosh Chodesh. So Tosos and Daf Mem Tes and Bracha says that if you forget Ritzei at Shalashudis, so what should the halacha be? So Tosos says, well, you know, you could be Yotzei Shalosh Shudas without washing. You could be Yotzei Shalosh Shudas with Mine Targima, perhaps, according to some Rishonim. So maybe not so pashut that you would have to repeat benching if you forget Ritzei at Shalosh Shudas. Or let's say you're really hungry. So in Shabbat, you're on some sort of fancy diet where you're not supposed to eat big meals, you eat like seven small meals a day. So you wash four times on Shabbos. So at that fourth meal, would you repeat benching if you forget Ritzei? L'chor not, right? Because you had no obligation to actually bench. You had no obligation to have that meal in the first place. It would be just like Rosh Chodesh L'chora. Now, it's evident from Tosfos that you're Yotzei benching without saying Ritzei. Benching you did. It's just that you're not Yotzei the Chiyuv Su'uda, that you have a Chiyuv Su'uda to have X number of meals on Shabbos and Yontif. The only way to be Yotzei that Chiyuv Su'uda is by declaring at the end of the meal, this meal was a Shabbos meal, this meal was a Yontif meal. How do you declare that? By saying Ritzei or Yalav Yavo in benching. It would therefore follow that if you forgot Ritzei, you really have two options. You know, you forget Ritzei on Friday night, your Shabbos meal. So, okay, we know the simple option. What's the simple option? Repeat benching, right? You know what else you could do? If the whole point is just to make this a Shabbos meal, you could just repeat the meal. Right? Meaning, wash again, have another meal, and with that meal, you'll say Ritzei. So the first meal wasn't my Shabbos meal. Okay, this one will be my Shabbos meal. It will be the fourth Suda. Who says the fourth Suda has to be the last one? Maybe it's the first one. Right? It would turn out if our Cheshbon is correct. Yeah. So Kiddush is an interesting question. Right, probably you'd have to either somehow connect this to the Kiddush or make Kiddush again. Yeah, that it would seem that would be the case. Now, the Vilna Gaon is quoted in Maaser Rav Simon Kuf Chav Beis, that he was careful to only say Kiddush at his real Shabbos Seuda. He wouldn't like do what we do, you know, they have a Kiddush in Shul, where there's some challen, some kugel, some cookies, some herring, I don't know, fill in the menu, depending what community, sushi, steak cubes, I don't know. But so the Vilna Gaon was makvid that he would only say Kiddush when he was having his real Shabbos Seuda, when he was washing, not with like some cake or anything. Because he held that Kiddush Makom Seuda means that you're supposed to establish the meal as one of your Seudos of Shabbos. So if this meal is not even have bread, it's not obviously not one of your Seudos of Shabbos, there's no din of Kiddush Makom Seuda. The Gaonim, on the other hand, not to be confused with the Vilna Gaon, the Gaonim from like many, many, many years earlier, allow cake for Kiddush Makom Seuda. Why? Because they hold that the Yisod of Kiddush Makom Seuda, it's not about establishing the meal as a Shabbos meal, but it's that we need some food in order to give chashivus to the Kiddush. That your Kiddush isn't a real Kiddush unless it comes along with some food. That shows that your Kiddush means something to you. So whereas the Gra holds that Kiddush Makom Seuda is a din in the Seuda. How do you make this Seuda a real Seuda? You throw a Kiddush on it. The Gaonim hold, it's not about the Seuda. It's about the Kiddush. How do you make this a real Kiddush? You put some Seuda together with it, and that makes it a real Kiddush. If you look carefully in the Rashbam, in Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph, he has two deos, whether Kiddush Makom Seuda is a din in the Kiddush, or a din in the Seuda. And L'chora, that's the two deos of the Gra and the Gaonim. But it turns out unbelievable. The Minhag HaOlam is, I think we can all agree, that people tend to make Kiddush in Shul. And they rely on having a cookie or some kugel or whatever they have together with their Kiddush, right? I think that's a Minhag HaOlam. And then people go home and they have their lunch meal, right? They have their Shabbos Seuda. Do you say Kiddush again when you go home and have the Seuda Shabbos? Show of hands. How many people say Kiddush again when you go home? How many people do not? And everyone else doesn't vote. Okay, so we have, right, you have two possibilities over here. The Rav Salvechik thought that the whole idea that we rely on saying Kiddush and Shul, you know, the Pashup Shad is, we rely on the Gaonim, we pass them like the Gaonim, that Kiddush Makom Seuda is a din in the Kiddush, you need to give chashivus to the Kiddush, how are you machshav the Kiddush? Have some cake with it. Good, so then you're Yotzei already, you did your Kiddush Makom Seuda, and when you go home, you have to have your Seuda Shabbos, but it's got nothing to do with Kiddush Makom Seuda. You're already Yotzei, your Kiddush Makom Seuda. You would not need to repeat Kiddush again. That's what we normally think. Says Rav Salvechik, no, why would we pass like the Gaonim against the Gra? He says, I think it's at least a Safek. So Rav Salvechik explained that he thinks the reason we have Kiddush in Shul is because it's a Svek Sveka. There is a Ravid in Perek Chav Tes of Hilchos Shabbos where the Ravid holds that one is permitted to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos day. Not Friday night, but Shabbos day. One is permitted to eat before Kiddush. So let's think this through. Says of Salvechik, why am I allowed to have Kiddush with some cake and shul on Friday? On Shabbos day. Why? Because maybe we pass like the Gaonim that is Kiddush Makom Suda. Okay. And even if we don't pass like the Gaonim, and I'm not being Yotze Kiddush right now, because it's not Kiddush Makom Suda, I'm not being Yotze Kiddush, but don't worry about it, maybe we hold like the Ravid, that you're allowed to eat before Kiddush. So you put those two together, Svek Sveka, that's why you're allowed to have Kiddush and Shul. But if that's our lamdus, that it's based on the Svek Sveka, when you go home, you would have to say Kiddush again. Because now you don't have a Svek Sveka anymore. You just have, maybe we're passing like the Gonim and I was already Yotzei, and maybe not, and I wasn't Yotzei. You no longer have the Ravid to rely on, because the Ravid would hold that you eventually do have to make Kiddush, maybe that you're allowed to eat before Kiddush, but eventually you got to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. So those half of you who had the hands up when we said, do you make Kiddush again at home, would be Choshesh for the way the Rav understands why we have Kiddush and Shul. Those who don't make Kiddush again at home would assume we just paskin straight like the Gaonim. So that would be a significant nafkamina. Another significant nafkamina is, can you have, and I was asked this Shiloh once, someone wanted, it was an early Shabbos, and they wanted to make a little Kiddush, but they knew that Shabbos day was going to be such a short day that it was like the middle of the winter, that there wouldn't be time to make. Oh no, that wasn't the situation. It was summertime. Person wanted to make a barbecue on Friday and serve it for like Kiddush on, have a Kiddush in his house right after the early minyan, and then people will go home and have their seudah. So he wanted to make a Friday night Kiddush. Are you allowed to do such a thing? A Friday night Kiddush without washing. Friday night Kiddush without washing. So if it's just that you're somech on the Shita Sagaonim, that Kiddush Makom Suda just means you have to have Kiddush with some mizonos or something or whatever, so then that would be fine. But if you're saying of Salvechik Slumdus that it's a Svek Sveka, that maybe we hold like the Gonim, and even if we don't, maybe we hold like the Ravid that you're allowed to eat before Kiddush, that Ravid is only about Kiddush on Shabbos morning. It's not about Kiddush on Friday night. He does not hold you're allowed to eat before Kiddush on Friday night. So that would be another potential nafkamina between them. Magen Avraham is explicit that we can rely on the Gaonim even at nighttime Kiddush, that they would be allowed to do such a shtick even at nighttime. Not the Minig, but it seems that the Magen Avraham holds that way. Now, what if you have three people benched together? All three forget Ritzeh. Right? So normally when you have three people benched together, what do you have to do? Mezum. Right? All three forget Ritzeh. So now all three have to repeat benching. Do you do another Mezum? Interesting question. Shulchan Aruch discusses it. Says Kuf Pei Chesif test. Three people eat together on Shabbos. Forget Ritzei. They bench again separately, not a mezumim. So that fits very nicely with the idea that when you forget Ritzei, you're Yotzei Birkas HaMazon. You just weren't Yotzei Askaras Mein HaMori. You just weren't Yotzei the Baruch Hashem Yom Yom that you're supposed to mention that day. Why does that fit so nicely? Because Mezumin is a din in Birch Samazon, or is a din in Haskaras Meina Ma'ora? What's Mezumin a din in? Birch Samazon, obviously. They were Yotzei Birch Samazon. No need to repeat a Mezumin then, no need to repeat the Zimun. You could also have argued that they weren't Yotzei benching, but they repeat benching separately, not because they were Yotzei benching, but because the Zimun that they did in the first place connects to this benching also. Meaning you could argue that they're repeating from Hazan because the Zimun that they did, the Rabbi Sain of Reich, the whole thing, still connects to the repeated benching. Okay, so you could argue that's the Svar of the Shulchan Aruch, with a big nafkamina between these two understandings. Meaning, nafkamina would be, do you have to bench out loud? If you're connecting to the Zimun, whenever you bench with the Zimun, the guy who's leading the Zimun, a lot of people don't realize this, is supposed to bench out loud. So if when you're repeating it, you're still connecting to that Zimun, yeah, then the guy who led that Zimun, when they repeat, should do what? Should say it out loud. But if they're not connecting to that Zimun anymore, because they were already Yotzei Birch Samazon, they're just doing Askaras Mein Amora now, then the guy leading would not have to bench out loud. Another nafkamina, or another ha'ara, Rav Salvechik understood that the obligation of benching out loud And this connects to the next part, which is one of Rav Soloveitchik's most famous Torahs, probably, that the obligation of saying benching out loud when you have a zimun is not about shomea ka'oneh. You know, we normally think if someone's saying it out loud and you're listening and you answer, that's shomea ka'oneh. So I listen, it's as if I said this. No, no, no. This is a different din. This is called a birchas hamazon bechabura, that you have a group offering birchas hamazon together. And a birchas hamazon bechabura is one person representing the group. It's not that we each have our own chiyuv, and I'm yotzei my chiyuv by listening to you. As a group, we have a chiyuv. We appoint one representative to represent the group. Birchas hamazon bechabura. That idea of birchas hamazon bechabura, that we don't use shomei akonah bebirchas hamazon, has several ramifications. Five in particular that we're going to identify. Number one, the Bir Alach and Sim Kuf Tzadi Gimel quotes from a birchas avram, that even if you normally say that in order to be Yotzei Shomei HaKa'oneh, you need to understand the language that the person is speaking, it's not true by benching. Even if you don't understand a word of benching, you could be Yotzei when someone else is benching out loud in a group. Why? So says Rav Soloveitchik, very nice. Why? Because it's not a din in Shomei HaKa'oneh. When it comes to benching, it's a din in that person is representing our group, and he is benching on behalf of the entire group. Second ramification of this, Sharatziyun, Sim Kuf Tzad Tes, Sivkat Nyutes, assumes that Zimun is only a din derabana. Rav Soloveitchik would say, no, Birchas HaMazon B'Chabura is what you do when you're doing the Zimun, and that is a difference on the Daoraisa level. The difference between me benching alone and a Chabura offering benching together is a Daoraisa difference. And he has a raya that it's got to be Daoraisa. Because the Shach in Choshe Mishpat, Shin Pei Bei, Sivkot and Gimel says that if somebody steals benching from someone else, sometimes you have, I have with my kids sometimes, they try not to do this in front of company, but I'll ask, child number two, can you leave benching? And child number three immediately says, I'll try to chop the benching from someone else. Or sometimes, they don't want to take the benching, right? So then neither one wants it. So they do this to my father-in-law. They try to trick him sometimes. They say, Zevi, do you say Rabbi Sain of Reich or Rabbi Sain of Benching? He says, I say Rabbi Sain of Reich. You say my son of Reich. But the Shach writes that if you steal benching from someone else, you owe him 40 zehuvim. Why? Because you owe him a sarah zehuvim for each bracha that you stole from him, and you don't owe him for hatov ametiv because that's only a bracha midrabanan. So says the Ksos. So then shouldn't it be 30 zehuvim because there are only three brachas midaraisa in benching? Where does 40 zehuvim come from? According to Rav Soloveitchik, it's very good. The birchas hazimun itself is a daraisa. So the birchas hazimun and the three brachas in benching then a daraisa. So you understand very well that it would be 40 zuvim. A third ramification of this idea. The Tosfos Maseches Brachos Dav Mem Vav Amud Aleph quotes Ashitas Harif that by birchas hamazon bezimun you're not allowed to split one bracha amongst two people. Very similar to like if a guy messes up in the middle of Chazar Sashatz. Once happened, a guy was in the middle of Chazar Sashatz and he passed out, he fainted. So, okay, you get a medical attention, but he's not continuing Chazar Shatz. You need someone else to get up there to continue Chazar Shatz. Where does the guy pick up from? The middle? Someone's right in the middle of the bracha. He picks up from the word that the person left off? No, the halacha is, Mishnah tells us the brachas, so you go to the beginning of that bracha. Right? Because you can't be Yotzei Shomei Kona in middle of a bracha. With two people sharing a single bracha. That's sort of salvation explained. No, Shomea Kona, you can be Yotzei by splitting a bracha. You can have one guy say Baruch, the other guy say Ata. You can be Yotzei Shomea Kona. But this is not a din Shomea Kona. The tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur and the Birchas HaMazon B'Chabura is not Shomea Kona. What is it? It's a tefillah of the group. It's a Birchas HaMazon of the group. That has to be offered by a single person. And Salvechik coined the phrase, not tfila bitzibur, but tfilas hatzibur. That when everyone says their silent Shemona Esrei's, all at the same time, that's tfila bitzibur. I'm davening, and I am bitzibur. I'm together with the whole group. But when one person, when a chazan says chazar shatz, and everyone else just listens, he is offering the tfilas ha-tzibur. It's the tefillah of the entire tzibur. And the fourth ramification, this explains the shittas Rambam about answering amen. The Rambam in the first paragraph of Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Yud Aleph, says that if you listen to a bracha and don't answer amen, it's not ideal, but you're yotzei. It works if you listen to a bracha without answering amen. In the eighth paragraph of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Tes, the Rambam says that when you answer amen to a tefillah, it's good, it's as if you davened, implying that if you don't answer amen, no good. So it's a direct stira. Hilchos Brachos, he says, someone says a bracha and you don't answer amen, you're yotzei. Hilchos Tefillah, he says, someone says a bracha and you don't answer amen, not yotzei. Why the difference in tefillah than a regular bracha? Also, in Hilchos Brachos, Parakei Halacha Beis and Gimel, he says that people need to answer amen after all the brachas of benching. Must answer amen after all the brachas of benching. If you don't, and you didn't say the words, you're just listening to someone bench, not yotzei. Why? In Hilchos Brachos, he said by a bracha, you are yotzei. Why should it be different by benching? Furthermore, by Har Grizin Bar Eval, the Torah tells us, Vanu Kalam, amen. Everybody answered amen by Har Grizin Bar Eval. Why did they have to answer amen? Couldn't they just listen and be yotzei? So according to the Rav, it makes a lot of sense. Har Grizin Bar Eval is not about individuals being yotzei anything. It's about a tzibur coming together. Any dover shel tzibur is going to require amen. A tfilas ha tzibur, a birchas hamazon bichabura is going to require amen. Stam a bracha, you want to be yotzei shomea ka'una? Shomea is good enough. You don't have to actually answer amen. I mean, ideally you should, but you wouldn't have to answer amen. It turns out, Rav Shachter points out in the footnote, that on Rosh Hashanah, you know, a lot of times the chazan will finish his bracha slowly, and the tzibur will sort of jump in and say, amen, as he's finishing the nusach of the bracha. So the Brisker Rav felt that that was wrong because you're not being yotzei that bracha if you're not answering amen, and therefore you're not yotzei the tzkios, I'll say there are brachas. According to Rav Salvechik, you could say even more pashut. If you're answering an amen chatufa, that's what we call an amen chatufa, it's as if you didn't answer amen. If you don't answer amen to a tefillas hatzibur, it doesn't work. You're not yotzei the whole tefillas hatzibur. So you shouldn't jump in and answer amen. He said Rav Salvechik used to announce this in his minyan on Rosh Hashanah every year. Wait till the shliach tzibur finishes his bracha and only then answer amen. And a final ramification of this idea of tefillas hatzibur. Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches quotes two opinions. You're a middle of Shemoneh Esrei and they get up to Kaddish or Kedusha. So do you just pause and listen? Or is that useless? Because by pausing and listening, it's as if you're being mafsik in your Shemoneh Esrei. Because if Shomea is Ka'ona, then you're not allowed to answer in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei, so there's no sense in pausing and listening. According to Rav Salvechik, standing there silently and listening won't help. Because it's not about Shomea Ka'ona. These are Dvarim Shel Tzibur. By Dvarim Shel Tzibur, you must answer Amen. If you're not going to be able to answer Amen because you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, it's useless. There's no sense in just standing there and listening. That would be the fifth ramification of this idea. And then finally, we'll just finish off the piece, even though we're way over time. Finally, the Gemara Masech Shabbos of Chavdalit asks about saying Al Anisim in Birchas HaMazon. Do we say Al Anisim in Birchas HaMazon since it's Persume Nisa? Or do we say, no, it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, so it's not necessary to say Al Anisim in Birchas HaMazon? So Rav over there in the Gemara says, not necessary, but if you do say it in Hoda'ah. In no delicha, that's where you should say al anisim. Not where we normally add in our additions in benching. So why? Why is it different? What's al anisim different than yalav yavo? Different than ritzei? Why does it get? You ever wonder about that? Why does al anisim? Why is it slotted in a different spot in the benching? So if Salvechik explained the chiv of haskaras mein amora of baruch Hashem yom yom doesn't apply to Chanukah and Purim because they're only yom tovim drabanan. It's a separate takan of Persume Nisa, that we made it Yom Tovim of Halal v'Hoda'ah, so the way we express the Hoda'ah is by taking the bracha of Hoda'ah that already exists and making it longer, expanding it, blowing it up into a bigger Hoda'ah. If it would have been a din of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, it obviously would apply both by davening and benching. The Gemara's whole question is, this isn't a din of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. This is a din in expanding our hoda'ah. So I know it applies by tefillah. did they make such a takana for benching as well? That was the Gemara's question. And that's why, on the days when we don't have a carbon musaf, we don't repeat Shemon Esrei, if you forget Alanisin. Because it's not a kiyum of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. If there's no carbon musaf, there is no special yom on a Doraisa level. It's a chiyum of being Marech Boda. And with this, we explain two minhagim that I don't know if you ever wondered about, but you know you probably have. Do you say Al Hanisim or Ve Al Hanisim? So you ever see in Sidurim they have the Vav sometimes in parentheses? So what's more correct? Al Hanisim or Ve Al Hanisim? So Salvation explained, if the whole idea of Al Hanisim is to take the existing Brach of Hoda'ah and expand it, you're going to want to say something that makes it evident that this is connected to and an expansion of the existing Bracha. How do you make it evident that it's connected to and an expansion of the existing Bracha? Ve'al Hanisim. You throw a Vav in there. We don't say V'yala V'yavo, right? Because that's Haskaras Bein Amor. That has nothing to do with the Bracha per se. This is supposed to be an expansion of the Bracha. And the other minhag that you probably have wondered about at some point, why is it on Shabbos V'yantiv, you say Al HaMichya, do you add something into Al HaMichya on Shabbos V'yantiv? Yes. What about on Purim or Chanukah? Is there anything added into Al HaMichya on Purim and Chanukah? The answer is no. Why not? Well, because these are two separate dinim. The din of Haskaras Meina Ma'ora, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that applies in Al HaMichya also. But on Purim and Chanukah, what do we say? It's about being Ma'arich Bahoda'a. Take the Bracha of Hoda'a and make it longer. You know what Al HaMichya is? It's a Bracha Ketzara. It's all about condensing. It's all about shortening. It's all about taking what was a Birch Samazon and just trying to squeeze it into a single paragraph. There can't be a takana of being Ma'arich in something that by its very nature was created to be Katzer. So that's why there's no Al HaNisim in the Brach Min Shalosh in Al HaMichya. Okay.